This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Like, would you eat a French fry?
No.
You wouldn't eat a French fry for $1,000.
It's a disaster. Like, it's disgusting. Like,
butthole's not?
There's some fucking sexy butts, buttholes out there. Last girl I dated confirmed I am. I fart in my sleep for sure. Not today, pal! I've been getting a lot of deaf Uber drivers lately.
Deaf?
Yeah. Like, I've been getting one a week.
Does it tell you that they're deaf before they pick you up?
Yeah. And I think they should charge a premium for it. I love it. I'm super into it.
Well, can't you press that you don't want to have a conversation anyway?
Yeah, but then I'm an asshole. We're with the deaf guy. It's just, it just happens every time, which is, it's like, oh, thanks. Because here's the deal. It's like, very rarely you'll have
little in this exchange.
Well, because most of the time that you're talking to an Uber driver, it's the most surface, like, conversation.
I think it's just the opposite. I've found the ones that I talk to are, like, going on, like, tirades about the government or, like, Russia or what, like, and I'm just like, I did not ask for this conversation at all.
You gotta start taking Uber Black.
Okay, yeah. I know Cutter gets pissed at me that I always just do the basic one.
Yeah, less crazies. All right, you want to do Sopranos trivia?
Let's do it.
This is your thing, Nadav.
This is our thing.
It's all for you.
No, this is your thing.
No, this is our thing. When Janice was trying on wedding gowns...
Oh, this is fun.
What did she describe to Carmela as being fetishistic about her and Richie's lovemaking?
Did she tell her about the gun?
Jamie's getting warm.
That she likes him to hold a gun to her?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jamie nailed it.
Okay.
I don't remember that scene, but I remember that there's a scene of that.
Well, you forgot that we were supposed to write them down, so then we could have proved it. But it's okay.
Why do you have paper and pen?
It's okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I mean, sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. But I'll just be honest
here.
I wouldn't have known.
You wouldn't have known. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I'm new here. I'll stop.
All right. 1 point, Jamie. 0 points, Rob.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard to tell though. If I would have given it a second, I don't know.
Sorry.
We'll never know.
Shit. Do you have another one?
Yeah, I have another one.
Okay. Go ahead.
Why did Uncle Junior break up with his girlfriend, Bobby Sanfilippo? Why did Uncle June break up with his girlfriend, Bobby Sanfilippo?
Because she only showered 4 times a year. I don't know this, but because she was stealing?
Wrong.
What'd you put? She told people he performed oral sex, you put.
Nailed it.
Wow.
2 points, Jamie.
Wow.
0 points, Rob.
You know what? Maybe
zero
my memory is better than
two
I thought.
Yeah.
All that ginkgo biloba or whatever I've been taking.
You just watched it recently, too.
No, it was 3 years ago I watched it in March 2020.
That's pretty recent. But I can relate because whenever I see The Departed, like on a thing to choose, I'm like, I don't remember anything that happened in that movie.
Yeah, same.
And then I watch it, and then a year later, I'm like, I don't remember anything that happened in this movie. For
right.
some reason, Departed.
But
just,
when
like,
you're watching,
stick with
it
me.
Comes back to you.
Not really.
Oh
no!
Wow, new every time.
Yeah, I'm like, Matt Damon's in this. Like, I just don't. Yeah. So every time I see it, I'm like, man, I could put this on right now, and it's like a new experience. That happens a lot.
Just with that movie.
There's other movies, but that one, it's like very much so.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Interesting.
Were there urban legends that you ever believed were real?
The Bloody Mary one. I think there was like a small part of me that thought was possibly real, like
can
where
you
would say it's set, you would look in the mirror and say
you just
Bloody
gave me a
Mary.
Really intense look.
I did.
Yeah.
I had a flash memory. You would look in the mirror and say Bloody Mary like 7 times in the dark at night, and then she would appear or something like that.
So you were scared to do it?
Yes.
But you were a kid. How old were you when you were like
10, 11, 12?
Okay.
What
about you guys? You guys ever buy into any urban?
I was always way too afraid. Of saying Candyman or the what was the one that you just said?
Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary. Like,
yeah, fuck that.
Anything looking into the mirror and say, because like, best case scenario, it doesn't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Worst
yeah.
case scenario, they come and they fucking take your shit.
We did it growing up.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. See, that was never, I wasn't even going the scary route, but that was never.
Oh, what was, where were you going?
But I also think when you grow up somewhere like Long Island or like, where'd you grow up, Nadav?
LA.
Oh, really?
Los Angeles, yeah.
Any?
Same.
Because I feel like when you grow up in like a heavy populated area, it feels, because like when I'm out in like the woods, that shit scares me more. You know what I mean? Where, yeah. Like, when I was in a building where like 5,000 people lived and I was like, nobody's coming up in here, you know? Like, right. But there's been times where I watch a scary movie at somebody's house in like the woods. And I'm like, yeah, this fucking hits different.
For sure. Everything hits different in the wilderness.
Yeah.
When you're out in, like, far away from people.
But I wasn't even going the scary route. Like, for me, it was, did you ever hear the McDonald's one about, so somebody went to a McDonald's drive-thru and got a crispy chicken sandwich and then said no mayo. But then when they ate it, there was mayo on it. And then they got like extremely sick or whatever, and they found out that the chicken had a tumor and it was like pus. Not your favorite?
I'm so upset right now.
Sorry. Why is that?
Because every once in a while I like McDonald's, and now I feel like you've ruined this for me.
Oh, because you know why you like McDonald's.
Keep me loose.
Yeah, it keeps you loose. Back there, you know?
No, it kept me satisfied, but no longer. That's disgusting.
But that's just the chicken. But I heard it was not true. Did you guys ever hear that story?
Never heard that one.
What?
Because
no.
I was a big crispy chicken guy.
So terrible.
Oh, yeah, the crispy chicken lane, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you? So going to, since we're on the McDonald's thing, we'll go to, you know, a little segment we do here called What's Your Order? When you would go to McDonald's, let us have it.
And number two, double cheeseburger, no mustard, fries, and a Coke.
Okay. And did you ever, nothing, never add anything, adding anything on to that?
No, just two cheeseburgers, fries, and a Coke.
So your whole life when you would go to McDonald's, that was?
Yes. Well, originally it was a cheeseburger Happy Meal. And then as I aged and could take more down, it became two cheeseburgers.
When was the last time you had a McDonald's? Oh, so it's not a double cheeseburger. It's two singles.
No, two singles.
Oh, yeah, because that's what I thought I remember. Okay, yeah. So when's the last time you had a Happy Meal?
A Happy Meal? I mean, I've ordered them for my kids, but eaten one since I'm 10?
That's child abuse, by the way. Ordering your kids Happy Meals is fucking horrible.
Every once in a while.
I know. But when's the last time you had a Happy Meal? Like, you were alone in your car, went up to the window,
happy mealed,
and went in.
Never alone in my car have I ordered a Happy Meal as an adult.
What are you?
I've had Happy Meals probably not since I'm 10.
Oh, okay.
But I've eaten McDonald's.
Yeah. What do you guys do at McDonald's? Anybody who eats McDonald's back there?
I mean, what time of day is it? Depends.
Midday.
Okay. Bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit is the best.
I mean, well, yeah, all right.
I love that
I'm
shit.
I'm with you on that.
But
I also haven't had it in 10 years.
It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You had barely any breakfast. You're starving. You're in the drive-thru. What are you getting?
Okay, yeah. Well, I was more saying because like before 10:30, then the menu changes. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. So,
I thought they extended breakfast to all day.
Some locations are all day. Some locations aren't.
Most have brought it back where now it's so you got to wait again. I don't get it.
That's
if you could do it 24 hours, why don't we just all do 20? What you doing, McDonald's?
Yeah. It sounds like they're freshly making it back there.
Yeah, right? We ain't fooled. Shit, I would do... well, I'm kind of crazy, though. You know what I'm saying? I would do probably 4 McChickens.
Whoa.
I'll do a large fry, a McFlurry, a 20-piece chicken nugget.
What?
What
kind of McFlurry? Hold up.
Oreo.
Okay.
Sure.
Keep going.
But here's the thing.
It
don't
ain't
you...
work, but, you know.
And a drink?
Nah, I drink water, yeah.
Oh, you're healthy.
I thought you don't drink water.
I know.
What's going on?
Big fucking surprise.
Just well, with McDonald's.
It's all jokes.
Congratulations on getting healthy when you have four McChicken sandwiches.
20-piece chicken.
Yeah, and then your water. Yeah, you must feel great after.
Yeah, I mean, you got to stay healthy out here, you know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Totally. Good for you.
But here's my problem, because I remember the first, I was still eating McDonald's when they came out with the McChicken, and I thought the McChicken compared to the crispy chicken was disgusting. I think the crispy chicken is so much
better
than
the McChicken.
So the McChicken is like the dollar menu crispy chicken.
Well, you said
what's
it right
the
there
difference?
It's the cheap version, so I used to get that because I was broke.
Wait, I don't understand. The fried chicken patties are different.
So this is old Eddie we're talking
is
about?
Is one more seasoned than the other?
No, one is just like a cheap $1 like patty, and the other one is like all white meat breast like crispy chicken.
Jesus.
It's a lot better. But you know what I'm hearing these days? Like, nobody wants crispy chicken at McDonald's because that other place is so good. Chick-fil-A. I've never had Chick-fil-A.
You what? Said the other place.
I like this place here. I like this place here in Austin, P. Terry's. Have you had Pete Terry's?
Pete Terry's ain't bad.
Yeah,
I like Pete Terry's. Their burgers are good.
It's discount In-N-Out. Have you had In-N-Out though?
Yeah, I've had In-N-Out.
I don't like In-N-Out.
See, I think the fries are so whack. The burgers are good.
The fries are so bad.
The fries are terrible.
The fries are so bad.
I can admit that. The fries are bad.
So bad.
The fries are so bad.
They're always soggy. They're, you know, so what I'm saying?
I like Shake Shack much more than In-N-Out.
Thank you,
man.
Yeah, I like Shake Shack.
I don't like
Shake
In-N-Out at all. But you grew up in LA. That's why you were like bred to like love In-N-Out.
Yeah, I guess we agree there.
Yeah, I also think Pizza Hut's the best pizza, so don't ask
me.
Oh,
my God.
I don't think I knew that. I don't know if we could go on with this pod.
Yes, you knew that. You also know I love Sbarro.
You know my first ever job was a Pizza Hut commercial, right?
Yes, I didn't know that.
6 years old, baby.
That's when I was your number one fan, for sure. Cutter will never let me get it. So mean.
Do you also get the stuffed crust at Pizza Hut?
No. I just like a personal pan, and I love their breadsticks.
Okay.
And their sauce.
Something
to
that
dip it in.
Died back in the day was Domino's twisty breads were the best thing ever.
Cheesy twisty breads?
No, just regular twisty breads.
Like a breadstick.
But yeah, but it was like tied in a knot.
Oh.
And then it came
those.
With the little red sauces. Oh, so good.
They still have those, bro.
But they're not twisty.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But that's only out here.
They got Parmesan ones. They got garlic ones or something like that. Yeah, they got
but they're flat.
They're flat now, you're saying?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't think
I haven't seen twisty bread at Domino's in forever.
We gonna get some Domino's next time.
I mean, I'm not gonna eat it, but I all but right. but the
can
one,
we do a pod where we eat?
Oh, where we show the kind like all
can we eat?
I mean,
like, would you eat a French fry?
I don't know.
For a dare?
No.
You wouldn't eat a French fry for $1,000.
Yeah, give me $1,000. Yeah, there's a difference between a dare and $1,000.
How much would I have to pay you?
I can get that fucking $1,000 back I lost.
How much do I have to pay you to eat an entire McDonald's meal?
Oh my God. People are going to hate me for saying this because it's so high. They're going to think I'm just like a spoiled asshole.
How much would I have to? Just one McDonald's meal.
$100,000.
If you were able. What? If you were able to rid your body of the 10 years of a drug and alcohol abuse, you don't think you can get rid of one McDonald's meal in a week with a colonic and some healthy eating?
You know how much you'd have to pay me to do a colonic?
Well, or an enema, I don't know, something. Whatever you need to do
to
feel
better. That's like sticking something up your ass.
Yeah, but okay, whatever it is that you're going to need to feel like you've drained your system, but really, I'd have to pay $100,000 to eat a McDonald's.
Well, that's just a number.
It's
like,
also
I know
delicious.
I would,
I'm not
for
asking
sure.
you to eat cockroaches. I'm asking you to eat like something that's pretty tasty.
It's not delicious, but here's the thing. I was just trying to give a quick answer. I could tell you, I wouldn't do it for $10,000.
Wow.
I would not eat a McDonald's meal for $10,000.
Wow.
No way.
Okay.
You know, it's hard to say no to $50,000.
What
if
about
I saw
some
it in
Domino's
cash,
pizza?
Like, Domino's pizza would probably be a little less. If I had to eat like a whole Domino's pie.
$10,000? $5,000?
Maybe a little more. Maybe a little more.
More than $10,000?
Well, like, am I eating this for enjoyment? Because when I would enjoy
Domino's. I'm doing all these things for free all the time.
When I would do it for enjoyment, I would put bacon and pepperoni on it. So if I have to eat fucking Domino's bacon and pepperoni,
no,
I'm just.
No, you can eat just cheese. We'll even make a veggie one if that makes you feel better.
You're not giving me $10,000, so this is all never happening.
I bet we could raise it.
Nobody cares. No
go
one cares.
GoFundMe.
No
email,
one cares.
Pajama. What is no email? Not today.
Not
pod.
Today.
Email not today. Pal podcast at gmail.com.
Guys,
we will
if
make
you
a
love
Venmo
me, if you love me,
for
don't.
You to send just $1. Donate $1 today to get Rob back on the program.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
No, I don't. I just listen here.
This is shocking.
Like, and Domino's is less because it's not fried. I'm so anti-fried food.
I know
I
you
hate,
are.
Fried food makes me feel like shit. And that's the thing. It's like, I don't like feeling like shit. Like, I love chicken fingers. I haven't had chicken fingers in years because I'm like, they make me feel like shit. I hate feeling like shit. Now that I can't experience true happiness with drugs anymore, I need to try and feel good all the time.
That's not true happiness. True happiness is a bite into a delicious slice of pizza.
So you talk about things going up your butt.
Yeah.
And, whoa. You're kind of, all right, you're kind of, you were smiling more than I thought with that. I thought you were going to be like, oh no. I was thinking.
I love a hard left.
Yeah, which I do a lot. Now that I'm about to turn 40, I've been thinking
you're not
like,
about to turn 40, are you?
Well, no, it's like a year and a half. But okay. Still, it's like I'm thinking like I need to, they need to start putting their finger in your butt when you turn 40.
Oh, really?
As a man. Okay. Yeah, especially like when you have stuff like that in your family or whatever. And I'm like, should I get a smaller doctor? Like, do I want to get, I kind of want to get like.
Does your doctor have big hands?
My last doctor was a bigger dude. But now that I'm in Texas, my doctor's a woman. And I'm like, man, I just don't know if I want this poor woman having to put her fingers in my butt.
I mean, I think she's got to do it. It's part of her job.
I know, but I'm saying I could get a different doctor. Because
I'm
like.
You feel less bad about them having to do it?
Because here's the deal. It's so, the horror of a guy, someone putting their finger in my butt is so much in my head, but then to add the layer of like, oh, this woman, like this poor woman is going to be looking at my butt. Cause now I'm like, do I have to like,
do they look in it?
Listen,
no.
The sexiest I've ever felt in my life. If at that moment you were like, how's your butthole? I'd be like, it's a disaster. Like, it's disgusting. Like,
whose butthole's not?
There's some fucking sexy buttholes out there. If you're watching porn, like, there's some girls where it's like, ooh, that looks, or not porn,
I'm not
regular.
Not watching porn.
There's girls where you go, oh, that looks nicer than this.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some
but
good.
But you know what yours looks like?
By the way, you were the one who has said, no, but I just know it's a disaster. Like, it's hairy back there, and like, I just know it's bad. But you've said before that the first time you saw a girl with a different vagina, you were like, oh, shit, I have a good vagina, because hers was like hanging and all like, right?
Well, I didn't describe it, but yeah. It was different.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, vaginas are different. Buttholes
right.
are different.
I didn't realize that they were different.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah, for sure. And by the way, you never watch porn?
No.
Wow.
No.
Really?
Porn? No, I don't.
Because here's what I'm
music. I'm like a music gal. Why is that funny?
What? Talk about hard lefts. You're like, I don't really watch porn. I love violins. What are you talking about?
That's what gets me in the mood, like music.
So every time you listen to music, you get horny?
No, there's like specific playlists.
So even when you're dolo, like when you're on your own, you're like, oh, let me throw on.
No, I'm never alone. Let's get that.
Okay, but when you were doing your show previously and you'd go away for a week.
Sure.
Let's say you.
No. It's not a whole to do. Music is more when I have my partner.
Okay.
My husband.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Well, see, for me, porn is like, I've watched porn with chicks and it's cool, but like porn more for me is a solo thing.
Yeah. No, that's never been my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I because one of the things that I also wanted to talk about is like, do you believe when people say they don't masturbate?
Yeah, because it's a very natural thing. So if you don't, I would believe that you don't.
Well, yeah, but I think because I notice a lot of people when people say that places, a lot of people are like, yeah, right. Like a lot of people don't believe people when they say they don't masturbate. Where like I tend to, but I also understand why people lie about it. Like some people, like, you know, when we do our podcast, people are always like, I can't believe you guys are so honest about it. Like some people don't feel comfortable saying.
Sure.
Like, yeah, I masturbate. Like they don't think it's.
I guess I'm just always going to believe. I'm just going to, if it's not like really anything that important, which whether somebody does that or not is like not important to me, I'm just going to take you at face value in the way you're saying, because I don't care.
Do you guys believe when people say they don't masturbate, or is that cap any?
I believe women saying when they don't masturbate, yeah, but dudes yeah. that say they don't watch porn or masturbate are fucking liars.
Ding, ding, ding.
Really? See, I
hold on, are you just going off memories or something, or like,
what
no,
do you
you're,
mean?
You're
oh,
using
no, of course
porn.
I watch yeah, porn. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, but I'm talking about it. With other people, it's like, I think if a dude says, hey, I was masturbating a lot and now I don't, I believe that.
Sure.
But yeah, if somebody's like, no, I've never done it, I'm like, what? Like, that sounds insane. I can't even imagine.
Weird. Yeah.
I mean, you're probably not happy if you are not. Like, how? That we need it. How do you not?
They're probably just eating McDonald's all day.
Yeah. There's times where most of the time that I jerk off, it's just because I want to get to sleep. Like, it's not that I'm like, oh, I'm feeling sexy. Like, you know what I mean?
It puts
I'm like,
you to sleep.
Yeah, I've like if even if I jerk off at 6 p.m., like when I go to sleep that night, going to sleep is easier. Like falling asleep is easier.
Right.
You're always exhausted from those kids, so you don't know what it's always like to just lay in bed and not be able to go to sleep.
I don't.
Yeah. Is there anything that people say similar to that or different where like you just never believe when people are like, oh, I do this, and you're like, yeah, right. When people, for example, for me, like if someone's like, oh, I don't pick my nose, I'm like, yeah, right. Who doesn't pick their nose?
Everybody does.
Everybody picks
I don't
their
pick
nose.
Your nose in public. You could say that.
Do any of you guys try and say you don't pick your nose?
No.
I hate the feeling of things in my nose. Don't. So I'm actually always touching my nose. Right, and also, I have allergies and it's like itches in there.
I almost feel like it's a natural thing. It's not even something you think about.
No,
when you
you're
pick
not
your
even
nose,
realizing.
You know? Like
you're
there's
doing
sometimes
it.
Where you're just like, oh, my fingers in my mouth.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
Is there anything else?
Oh, when women say they don't fart.
Okay.
That's no way. You have to. Physically, you have to, right? You have to release that.
Well, that's interesting because maybe you don't have to because I've gone long periods where you don't. So if you can go long periods where you don't fart, then it probably means somebody... I wonder if there's anybody... Can you Google that just to see if that's like even a thing? Like,
if there someone exists that
or
never
like just
farted.
Can you
how
go,
would you know?
Can you go a long time without farting?
Well, of course, because I've done... You say if you don't drink your certain stuff, you don't
You're probably farting in your sleep and don't realize. Like, there's gas in your body.
The last girl I dated confirmed I am. I fart in my sleep for sure. And wow. You're probably... You know what? You know why you're probably right? Because... Even if somebody doesn't fart doing whatever, they probably fart while they're pooping. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like it just, yes. Because you eat healthy. Like, healthy people fart.
Here we go.
You can't stop fart. You can't stop farting completely, but there are ways to reduce the amount of gas in your system. Please tell me.
Okay. 10. Wait, what did that say? 10 what?
Yeah, 10 ways.
Hold on.
So, step one, eat more slowly and mindfully.
Oh, I can't do that.
Nope, not going to do it.
Don't
chew gum.
I eat fast and I... And
yeah. Number two, don't chew gum. Number three, cut back on gas-producing foods like complex sugars, fructose, lactose, and soluble fibers.
My
starches.
Farting thing?
Yeah, we're figuring it out.
Number four, check for food intolerances with an elimination diet.
Boring.
Avoid soda, beer, and other carbonated beverages.
I don't really drink carbonated
stuff.
Those make
me burp. They don't make me fart.
Yeah. Well, it probably is like, 100 burps every one fart.
That's a pretty good math.
Yeah, that's
there.
Fart math,
yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah, that's good math. That's good fart math.
Fart math is dope.
Number seven, try enzyme supplements. Never. That was number six. Number seven, try probiotics. Quit smoking, man. All these suck. Number nine, treat your constipation.
Quitting smoking sucks.
Number 10, increase your physical activity. All these things are.
Wait, but the bottom says when you should see a doctor. So what are the signs? When should we be worried?
Pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea.
Well, that's a Tuesday.
That just means you're sick. Right? Well, that's because you eat fucking McDonald's double cheeseburgers all the time.
No.
You want to do a little memory lane?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Entourage. I can see it.
Yeah. It's an Entourage premiere. How did we figure that out?
My skin looks so good.
This game gets
so
tougher
tan.
And tougher.
Correct. This is at the Entourage premiere. Season 3, correct. Do you guys know where, though?
New York.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yep. I never left New York, so it has to be in New York. But
do you remember where in New York?
No, they didn't do Ziegfeld, did they?
Yeah. Did they do the Ziegfeld?
No.
Not at this one.
No.
Radio City? No, those were only ours.
Ooh,
Lincoln Center?
You just threw a little shade at Entourage, huh?
Well.
Yeah, okay.
Lincoln Damn. Center?
Skirball Cultural Center.
I don't even know what that is.
In New York?
That's what it says.
Huh.
I've never even heard of that place. I just show up drunk and keep it moving.
That's when you and I used to do our own hair and makeup. We were so young, we didn't need any professional.
As opposed to now?
I'm kidding. It's a joke.
We didn't get to this last episode. You want to do a little question?
I do.
How often does someone else do your makeup?
Never. Unless I'm at work. Never.
What about... But you say, like, big events?
I mean, I don't wear makeup generally, like, at all. If you are married, do you or your spouse need to run it by each other before completely changing your look, like shaving head? Yes. Cutter just shaved his head and ran it by me.
And that's even a less change than, because his hair was short anyway.
Right. No, but like buzzing his head is like committing to like, I'm losing my hair and we're just going to start going this route. Like we were going back and forth between like, or he was going back and forth and asking my opinion about like, do we take some supplements or something to try to like help with the hair growth, or do we just like commit and just start buzzing it?
See, I told Annie I didn't want the taps, the trumpets playing, you know, because when I killed Nadav.
Is this for but Cutter's
this,
hair?
This would have been a good time. I'd like to play Taz for Cutter's hair. Yeah. Wow. He really. So you guys were like. So how casual is that conversation? Or so do you like sit
down?
He didn't
go with. He didn't listen to me though. I was like, I think you're too young. I think you should give yourself a shot. I like.
Wow.
You have gray hair. Like.
It's oh, so just, you have to discuss it with your partner. You just don't have to agree.
Yeah. Oh no. And he was like, no, oh. I'm buzzing it. And I was like, oh, okay. And well, I will say, when he came home with it buzzed, none of us liked it. Meaning me and my boys. Like we were all so. Taken back.
But
it was very
like
jarring.
It.
Now I love it. Now it's fine. Now it's great. But we, like our son like looked at him and was like, you look so bad, Dad. Like when he, it was so mean.
It's a good thing he's a liar. You know, he'd be like, oh, he's just lying. So he's mad at you. That's fucked up.
He couldn't
that's
help
tough.
It though. He's being so honest. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
What happened?
I remember Gutter just walked in and the kids in, like my face was like, and both of them were like, ew. And he just like put his head down, like walked out of the room. I felt
Cutter.
So bad for him.
So what would you rather in a relationship? Would you rather someone just do things without running them by you, or run them by you like he did and then just do it anyway? Like, is it almost better to just, what's that saying? Like ask for
forgiveness than permission?
Yeah. It's better to ask for forgiveness later than permission.
Yeah.
Or whatever, however that goes.
I mean, look. I don't think that I should have a say on what's going to make him happy with how he looks. Like, that's totally on you. And same with me. Like, I went and changed my hair color and came home and he was like, oh, that looks good. I didn't ask him or tell him I was going to do it. So no, he has my support with whatever he wants. But if he asks my opinion, I'm going to give it.
Yeah. What do you
I wouldn't
guys
get mad at him for
what
it,
do
though.
You guys think about having to talk to your partner about like big physical changes?
Like, what are other big physical changes?
I don't know, maybe like a tattoo. I think for a woman, shaving the head is like if they
yeah.
were like, you know, when I was living in New York, there were probably like two girls I knew who like all of a sudden just showed up. I know I wasn't dating them, but like, you know, in friend groups, like all of a sudden they just showed up and their hair was not shaved, but like really short. And you're like, whoa.
Oh, with like a, oh yeah. If I was going to cut my hair in like a pixie cut, like a dude, that would be rough on Cutter, like without telling him for sure.
Do you guys feel you got to discuss this stuff with a partner before?
I mean, I'll give them a heads up. Like, I'm not just going to show up with, like, my head all buzzed, but I'll be like, hey, I think I'm going to buzz my hair. It's getting hot, you know?
I don't like when Cutter shaves his beard.
Really?
I beg him not to all the time. When he's like, I'm going to shave it, I'm like, oh, no, please.
Really?
Yeah. I like him better with one.
See, I shave like once every 3 weeks and then I just let it grow back and then I shave it because I'm so lazy and I hate shaving.
Yeah. But I like, it doesn't jar me whether when you have facial hair or don't have facial hair. For Cutter, he looks so different. And again, I'll get used to it and it's fine. Like once, like just like when he buzzed his head, but when he shaves his beard, it like, I feel like I'm with a different man.
All right, let's do one sweet and sour email before we
okay.
before we go.
Can I pick which one by the...
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do this one.
How'd you know what it says with your glasses on?
Because the top in bold I could read.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a little font. Hey, Robin, Jamie. Stay-at-home dad here. The Mr. Mom, dad on duty today, or where is my mommy, never bothered me. What does is my in-laws. They constantly shit-talk me to my wife whenever I am not present. They say things like, what am I going to do after Ryder's in school? Or what if I never go back to work? It's very difficult for my wife. She yelled at her mom that she wouldn't say any of this if my wife was staying home, and her mother agreed. They grin ear to ear every time they see me or our baby Ryder. They never say anything but pleasantries until I leave the room. I don't know what to do. Do I speak to her mom, dad, and two sisters separately or together at once or not at all? Our current plan to win her family over is by me being so fucking nice, helpful, and pleasant that they can't help but look at how they are treating us and feel bad. but our plan to be nice isn't working fast enough. Danny.
I think what I would do is, and they'd be like, so what are you going to do when, you know, the kid goes to school? I'd be like, I'm going to start dating again. Like, I would just fuck with them. Like, I would just throw jokes around and not. But, like, again, I, you know, we've talked about this before where, like, I like, what other people think about me. Or it's like, I don't give a single
fuck. That's exactly where I'm at, right? What I was actually going to say is, like, maybe he's not 40 yet. Because I swear to God, when I turned 40, something happened where I really don't give a shit what anybody has to say about me or how I live my life, because I'm proud of how I do it. And I know I'm making informed and good decisions, but like, it doesn't really matter unless like you're needing them for like money, or you're like depending on her in-laws for like babysitting help or something that's going to affect your lives directly that you need to sort of like pamper this relationship or keep them happy. Like, they can get used to it. And hopefully they'll stop saying shit. But no offense, but like, I'm the only one that lives far away from my family, and I love my family, but I'm the one they all shit talk each other to. Like, they call me and shit talk. Everybody does it, and then nobody wants to say, and my thing always is, say it to their face. Say it to their face, and it can be fixed. No, I don't want the drama. So, I mean, it's just what families do. Families just shit talk each other.
Yeah, I just, I don't.
Who cares? Like,
but it's hard to
You're a great dad. Your kid isn't killing it. You're crushing it. You're at home with your kid and you like it. If you enjoy it, who cares what anybody else has to say about it?
Yeah, and that's, and like, you know, when you're spending your kids, what do they say? Your kid's never going to be that age again. That stupid thing. But it's like,
it's true.
Yeah.
I just dropped my kid off at sleepaway camp.
How was?
It was great. He was super quiet on the ride there. And the way, why did I just put my glasses on? The way his camp does it, it's 30 seconds. So you pull up in your car, you give them the name of your camper, then you pull up to this little area and there's all the counselors waiting there. And they're like, who do we have in the car? And you're like, Bo Dykstra. And like, somebody's got a bullhorn and they're like, Bo Dykstra's here. And like, everybody cheers. And next thing you know, they're open your trunk. They're taking his suitcase out and his duffel bag and you're getting out of the car. And he looked at me in the last second. He was like, Mom. And my heart shattered. I just, like, he looked terrified for a minute.
Really?
And this kid, this young counselor, caught it, grabbed him, put him over his shoulder, and then goes, say goodbye to Mom, and just ran off with him. And Bo was laughing. And I was so grateful for that, because, and I didn't even care that I didn't even, like, hug him, because then him and I would have, like, fallen apart together. And once we got in the car and we, like, looped around, and Bo didn't see us anymore, but I saw him, like, shaking hands with people and around other kids. I was a mess. I was
really
hysterical crying. More because I'm just proud of him. Like, and he knows nobody at this camp. He did not go with any friends.
Wow.
And it's like, it's a big deal. He said to me the night before, he's like, wait a minute, Mom. So no one's going to take care of me for a week?
Hell,
and I was like, not really. I was like, you know, you're going to have adults around if you need them. But like, no, dude, you're responsible for your own shit. Like, you know, I went through everything very carefully with him, but like, and Cutter's whole thing is he's so stressed because it's 107 degrees. Like, every hour and a half, he'll look at me and go, 107 degrees, no AC there. And I'm like, fuck, Cutter, stop.
That's such a good Cutter impression.
I bet, watch how many times he says it at dinner tonight. You're going
to
die.
When we went to dinner the other night, so we went to a sushi place and the guy's just doing his sushi and Cutter's like, this guy's dialed in.
Oh, yeah.
And then like 20 minutes later, he's like, this guy's dialed in. And then what he said is that you were like, you said that three times already. We know he's dialed in. I was like, but it's such a good Cutter impression. It's like 107 degrees. Like, he just threw it.
He sent me a screenshot this morning of the weather. Can you believe it? 108, 106, 104, no AC in the bunks. I'm like, he's fine. I packed him like 8 fans to like attach to his little bed. I bet he doesn't even use any of half the shit I gave him, but I'm proud of him.
I think he was quiet on the way up because he was thinking about all that pussy he's going to get.
I don't know if they're with girls a lot.
It doesn't matter. They find a way. I'm telling you, when that
I'm
was like.
I'm so excited for him. Maybe because I have a little one, like, still at home, who's like still so little. But I'm like stoked for him to grow up. Also because I think I trust him. Like, I know he'll be a good kid. Like, Jack, my little one.
He's a wild man.
Yeah, he's a wild card. Like,
how far away is the camp?
An hour. Hour 15, which is great. I feel very comfortable with it not being that far away.
Yeah.
Big time, big things.
All right, we're at. I have so much more I want to talk to you about, but we're at our time. That's it. Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks for listening.